This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Cade Cooper. First name is Cade, K-A-D-E, last name is Cooper, K-O-O-P-E-R. Date of birth 8-7-2014. This letter is being written to Dr. Marvin Masada. First name is Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N. Last name is Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A. Dr. Marvin Masada, address 1569 Lexan Avenue, L-E-X-A-N-N Avenue, San Jose, California, 95117. Telephone number 408-274-1654. Fax number 408-274-8021. Dear Dr. Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A. Thank you for asking me to see this 8-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Cade has been experiencing ongoing problem with recurrent sneezing, sinus pressure, and nasal stuffiness for more than 3 years, period. Her symptoms are quite significant when she wakes up in the morning, period. However, these symptoms are year-round and do not significantly diminish in any season period. There is significant exposure to dogs, cats, and stuffed animals, period. Cade also has possible lactose sensitivity, and mother feels that excessive sugar consumption results in some hyperactivity and perhaps some allergic problems, period. There is minor cough, but no history of any shortness of breath or wheezing or any asthma problem, period. She hasn't been to any emergency room for any wheezing or chest problems, period. There is no history of any eczema, ear infection, or infection, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. There is history of urticaria pigmentosa in family, and I don't think that should have anything to do with her nasal symptoms, period. She has contracted COVID twice, but seems to be doing well, period. She has taken Zyrtec and Claritin with definite benefit, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 8-year-old who exhibited a significant nasal crease, which is quite suggestive of persistent nasal rubbing and is very common in children with allergic rhinitis, period. Her inferior turbinates were significantly enlarged in right nostril, and that possibly can result in some snoring and significant congestion, period. New paragraph. Clinically, I believe she has significant allergic rhinitis, probably perineal with some seasonal exacerbation, period. Her chest exam was benign, thus ruling out any significant asthmatic component, period. New paragraph. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I treated her with Nasacort, 2 puffs once daily, and the nasal and antihistamines, and she is much improved, period. Her skin testing revealed a very large reaction to dust mites and moderate reaction to privet and olive tree and rye grass, period. She exhibited minor reaction to cats and dogs, period. clinically, and I believe her major problem is dust mite allergy, and other allergies are possibly playing a smaller role in causation of her symptoms. Period. We talked about dust mite prevention, and hopefully that should result in much improvement. Period. Overall, I believe Kate should do quite well with the appropriate pharmaceutical treatment and dust mite precautions, period. My final diagnosis, I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with warmest regards. End of dictation on patient Cade Cooper.